The sun hung like a hot merciless eye, watching two small creatures huddled in the shade of a shale outcrop on the wasteland floor. The housemaid, Marielle of Redwall, shook an empty flask over the outstretched tongue of her friend Dandin. Two single drops fell slowly, then no more.
"Put your tongue away,"
she said sadly.
"The sun will think we're mocking him."
The young mouse nodded skyward as he withdrew his parched tongue.
"He's been mocking us for the last week."
They both sat staring at the empty flask. Marielle gently kicked her slack haversack.
"Two stale oatcakes in there. Do you fancy one?"
Dandin smiled ruefully.
"No, thanks. They're the two you said you'd keep as a memento of Redwall Abbey. It's 4 seasons since we left there. I'd break every tooth in my head trying to chomp on them. Besides, I'm too dry to eat. It's too hot even to talk."
Marielle closed her eyes, settling back into the shade.
"Sleep, then. We'll carry on tonight when it gets cooler."
Dandin lay down, clasping his paws behind his head, and called out to the sun.
"Did you hear that? We're going to sleep. Turn the heat down a bit, will you?"
Marielle opened one eye.
"Get to sleep, thirsty gut,"
she said. Dandin closed his eyes. There was a moment's silence. Then he began talking aloud to himself.
"It'll be tea time back at the Abbey now. I bet I know what they'll be having too. Cold strawberry cordial from deep in the cellars. October ale, dark and cool in foaming tankards. Probably mint tea as well. Icy cold. Brewed since dawn, clear and fragrant. Just right for sipping on a hot day like... Ow!"
Marielle brandished the haversack over her friend.
"One more word and I'll let you have it again."
"Can't hear you, old mousy paws,"
Dandin said as he flopped against her, rolling his eyes comically.
"You've knocked me senseless with those two oatcakes in there."
"Good. Perhaps you'll be quiet now."
"Quiet? I haven't said a single word."
"Right, then I'll say a single word. Good night."
"Don't you mean good afternoon?"
"I mean good night, or I'll brain you with this haversack."
"Oh, righto. Good night."
Marielle woke in darkness. Warned by her warrior instinct, she lay motionless. Some beast was trying gradually to sneak the haversack out from under her head. It was not Dandin. She could hear his snores drifting gently up to the canopy of the star-strewn night. As the final corner of the supply bag eased slowly away, she sprang into action. Slamming a footpaw hard on the haversack, she prevented the thief from making off with it. In the dim light, Marielle could make out a small, fat figure scurrying off into the wasteland. Snatching one of the two ancient oatcakes from the bag, the mousemaid hefted it like a discus, yelling as she flung it.
"Redwall!"
Thunk! It struck edge on, right between the robber's ears. He dropped in a heap. Dandin leaped up, still half asleep, his paws waving.
"More October ale then. What? Who? Marielle!"
As she ran toward the felon, the mousemaid was yelling.
"I